Bez Hashem continue Pelyoitz or Isbeish in 161 Chumrus Bizayoin by a Rav or Itamul Chacham. The Bizayonis, Rachman Litzlan, of a person disgracing his Rebbe or a Rav or a Talmud Chacham. That is a topic we're discussing now towards the end of the topic of Bizayonis. We last spoke about the severity, how a person has to be careful not to disgrace his parents. Parents bring a person physically into this world, and then they send the children off to learn in yeshiva. The Pelyoitz now turns his attention about a person who was mevazeh Talmud Chacham. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf, a person who is mevazeh Talmud Chacham, he's chayiv nidui. Nidui means to be excommunicated. What is an example? What is an example of a person disgracing Tamidei Chachamim? And Gemara in Sanhedrin over there tells us when people say the following, "My Yahani Le Rabbanan." What do those people sitting in the yeshiva help us at all? What do they do for us? They're learning for themselves. They're not doing anything for us. Let them pick themselves up, get themselves a job, support themselves. This is what people say. This is what people say. Whether it's Bachram learning yeshiva, whether it's people learning Koilo, Maya Hani Le Rabbanan, what do these rabbis do for us? And the Gemara says about such a statement, Ki Dvar Hashem Baza. Hashem says, that's what you say about my Tamidei Chacham. That's what you say about my Torah. The world survives because it's Limra Torah. It's hard for us to see it. And if we would all see it, we would be running with every penny we have to support Torah. We'd be running with every ounce of energy we have to say, how can I help in any way possible to volunteer my time to support Torah? How can I help bring more people in to learn Torah? If we would see it with our own eyes. But in here, in this world, in this generation, this lifetime, Olam Hazeh, the Bechira Chavshis, the free will, is we can't see it. The same way a person would say, if there is a God, let him strike me with a bolt of lightning. You hear these, sometimes you have these mechutzofim, these disgusting statements. People say these things. You've heard this also, right? You know, it goes back to the Gemara, it goes back to Midrashim. If there is really that powerful God of the Jews, let... It's nothing new. But if that would happen, then we would see such a crystal clear, with a clarity, that HaKadosh Baruch is the Bari Olam, we would lose our Bechira Chavshis. Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah, the greatest thing a person can do for himself. One of the greatest things one can do for himself is to support Torah. Someone just told me a minute ago that a certain individual, he found out about a yeshiva katana, and he started supporting them. What a schus this man has. What a schus this man has. I just heard 5 minutes ago this story. Then when you have Tamidei Chachamim, who are keeping the world going. If there's 1 millisecond without Torah in the world, there's no world. We just had a Gemara recently in Brachos that Tamidei Chacham are referred to as Balei Treisin. A tris is a shield. Because Tamidei Chacham, when they learn Torah, they bring protection. They bring protection to the world. And now a person goes ahead and he's mevazeh and he disgraces Tamidei Chacham. He's chayiv nidui. He is obligated to be put into excommunication. That's why we have to be so careful, to make sure we don't cause any harm to Talmidei Chachamim, any embarrassment to Talmidei Chachamim. And we give them the utmost covet. And we assist them in any way possible. You know, the Gemara says in Ksubis, and we should live with the Gemara. Leave what the Gemara says to do. That if a person sees a Talmud Chacham, you know what he should do with the Talmud Chacham? He should try to marry his daughter to the Talmud Chacham. He should try to marry his daughter to the children of the Talmud Chacham. If he sees a Talmud Chacham, he should try to do a business deal. He should try to do a business deal. You know, there are people involved with real estate. Imagine the following scene. He goes over to a Talmud Chacham, goes over to Talmidei Chacham and says to him as follows, listen, I have thousands of units. You know, a unit, right? You pay rent, right? Thousands of units. I want to give you 5 units. I want to give you 10 units. I want to give you 50 units. Whatever money comes in, those units are yours. You shouldn't have to worry about panasa. You just learn to teach Torah. You know who says to do this? The Gemara says to do this. In Ksubis Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, I believe it is. Did you ever hear of these things happening? Be honest with you, I've never heard of this happening. But you know what? It can happen. And it should happen. And if people would appreciate the Talmud Chacham, they can make it happen. Tseyu lamad, ad heichen gede minig bizoyin. Come and see to the degree of what does it mean of not to disgrace a Talmud Chacham. And to this, we'll pick up, Mitzvah Hashem, the next year.